USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is back on the road. This time he went to Louisiana as he talked up his infrastructure and jobs plan. He said, it's a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America.
Supercharge our economy so we can move goods, get to work, become more competitive around the world.
The cost is nearly $4 trillion. Biden says the highest income earners and corporations would help pay for the plan. Republicans have their own plan with a smaller price tag. The president said he is willing to negotiate. A Jefferson County, Idaho sheriff says a sixth-grade girl is in custody after she pulled a handgun from her backpack. She shot two classmates and a janitor at Rigby Middle School. A teacher was able to grab the gun from her. All three victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
After the death of a child and dozens of injuries, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced that Peloton has finally agreed to recall about 125,000 of its treadmills. USA's John Clemens has more.
After first declaring the $4,200 treadmills were safe, as long as all warnings and safety instructions were followed, Peloton has now agreed to the full recall. Joe Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Ever since we heard about the incidents and the child deaths, we have been actively looking at it and talking to Peloton about a recall of the product. They would not agree to it early on, and that's why we put a warning out to the public about it. At that point, we only had 39 incidents. Since that time, in just barely 2 weeks, the number has almost doubled to over 70.
Peloton is also offering a full refund to those who purchased the treadmill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Minnesota is now getting set to lift their COVID-19 restrictions.
We end the statewide COVID-19 restrictions by May 28th, and we'll drop the state mask mandate by July 1st, or if we can hit 70% vaccinations, because that has an incredible impact on what happens. And then, of course, what we're all going to do, we're going to have a great summer.
Governor Tim Walz, who's been criticized by Republicans in the state's legislature over his use of emergency powers to put limitations and closures in place. Pope Francis condemned aggressive nationalism as especially harmful to vulnerable foreigners, migrants, and refugees. The Pope delivered the remarks in his announcement on the theme, Towards an Ever Wider We. It's his annual message for the 107th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, to be commemorated on September 26th. Francis emphasized that a fracturing of the collective purpose of we has become evident amid the COVID-19 pandemic and aggressive forms on nationalism. According to the COVID-19 vaccine tracker, the vaccination rate is about 25 times faster in countries with the highest incomes compared with the lowest. Francis further explained the theme expressed in this hope that we will think no longer in terms of them and those, but only us. You can hear current stories or past newscasts anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.